from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, obviously, I think we all kind of knew that that wasn't our standard from, you know, top to bottom. We were all sitting there after the game, and it was just like, that's not how we do things. That's not how we prepare. That's not how we prepared ourselves to play the game. That's not how we were planning on going out there and playing. You know, like I said, it's more just doing the little things the right way. I think that's what we really missed out on. And like I said, it was as simple as, you know, somebody having the ball and getting tackled and the guys rallying to him and helping him up. Sideline catches, hitting the ground, the guys rallying around and picking him up, running to the ball, just all those little things that we got to make sure that we stay on top of to be, you know, successful as a team.
Khalil Shakir, Bills' next preseason game, and coming up, joint practices. Joint practice on Thursday. Just hope the Bills don't get punched out by a Steelers player or smashed with a helmet or kicked, cleated. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. You want some trivia? I've got trivia right off the bat.
Let's do it.
Let's get instant trivia in. Instant trivia brought to you by, well, me, really. As I looked up some numbers on this, because we talked about Hassan Reddick in the last segment.
Uh-huh.
Hassan Reddick, Jets, I mean, kind of Jets linebacker, not really.
If he ever puts on a Jet, if he never puts on a Jets uniform, can we call him a former Jet?
Is Anquan Boldin a former Bill?
He at least put the helmet on.
He put a practice uniform on.
He played a preseason game.
You tell me Hassan Reddick has never put a helmet on? Not even like a press conference or a photo shoot or anything?
I don't even know that he's been in the country.
Okay, that's fair. Hassan Reddick has 38 sacks in the last 5 years.
Okay. There 38 are sacks in the last 5 years.
38. Okay. There are, or sorry, last 4 years.
Okay.
There are, should I add 5 seasons to that? Yeah. Okay. Only 3 guys with more sacks in the last 5 years. But let's do last 4 seasons.
Okay.
Because there are a couple more. You might, Hassan Reddick, right? Like, guy wants to trade from the Jets. Jets don't want to pay him. In the last 4 seasons, there are 5 players with more sacks than Hassan Reddick. Go.
Is TJ Watt one of them?
Number one, 47 sacks.
Okay. Is Nick Bosa one?
Number three with 44 and a half.
What about, how many were there?
5.
There were 5 total? What about Chris Jones?
Chris Jones is right behind Hassan Reddick. Mm.
Aaron Donald.
Well behind.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he? I would have thought he had like 1 year of like 20 something.
Aaron Donald has 25 and a half in the last 4 seasons.
Okay.
Reddick has 38.
Okay, well, he wasn't even close. That was further. Donald had a year with 20 and a half, and that was 2018. What about, is the other Bosa? What about Joey Bosa?
No.
Just one Bosa.
One Bosa. You are missing two very obvious ones that people are going to be yelling at you about.
Okay. Miles Garrett.
Correct. Number two, 46.
Yep. And then another obvious one that people are going to be yelling me about.
Super obvious. Yep.
Super obvious stud pass rusher, Micah Parsons.
Number four.
Yep.
Watt, Garrett, Bosa, Parsons, and then one more. This one is not...
Not obvious?
He's not as obvious as those four. Like, those are... Those four guys are the premier sack guys.
Is it Max Crosby?
It is not. He is right behind Chris Jones. So he's more sacks than Max Crosby in the last 4 years, Hassan Reddick.
Wow. That's one way of putting it. That's pretty good. Trey Hendrickson?
Correct. Trey Hendrickson.
Really?
Yep.
For the Bengals and the Saints, I think. I think he spent some time in New Orleans.
Yep. He went to Cincinnati, overperformed, and they paid him again. But that's Hassan Reddick for you. So if
I mean, it's good to come. Max Crosby is an elite pass rusher. So the fact that he's above Max Crosby is super impressive.
More sacks than Max Crosby.
Yeah. It's intriguing.
You know, here's part of the question. Does anybody want to say it's not the time to add
Stubbs? Add anything?
Yeah. Wait. Now is not the time. We've done this. We did this with the Sabres for a long time. Not yet. Let it cook a little bit, right? Let it grow a little bit.
They did it for longer.
They did it to a fault. But to Bills fans, like, do you feel like the idea of adding a, finger quotes here, premier pass rusher, sixth in the league in the last four seasons in sacks, is that a good idea? Or are we fully into a certain mode here, which is too focused on cap space? It's always cap space. Cap space. I got to make sure we have cap space. People get so afraid of cap space.
I think you should want to still be in that ball game, right? I guess I'm looking for why am I really not doing it? I'm not doing it because I'm in this mode of I'm resetting everything. I'm resetting the cap picture. And to do what, though? Remember, like, what am I doing all that for? What am I resetting everything? What am I moving on from veterans for? What am I eating dead cap figures this year for?
To pay people.
I'm doing that to be able to pay people in the future. And if you're telling me right now that I can, because his base salary is so low at the moment and the way contracts work, where I could pay him and don't have to really pay for it till later, that I can get this guy who, you like, those are the only names above him in sacks in the last four seasons. I could get him here and then give him the big contract, and for 2 years, I don't really have to pay much for it. I guess I'm searching for why I really wouldn't want to do it. Would I not want to do it because that's a monster contract that I might want to commit money to at a different position? It's going to be a lot of money for another edge rusher.
Sure, but next year, how much money will they have at edge rusher? They'll have Rousseau on the fifth-year option.
Yep. But Vaughn, that's going to be a big contract. Well, a decent contract, right? At some
Vaughn
point.
Will likely be gone.
Okay.
It'll be... Because they're definitely going to add... Again, sometimes I hate doing this. I'm not trying to get to next year already. But there's no way that next year there's not a name or first-round pick pass rusher added to this team. Because go to next year's roster. I bet they want to move on from Vaughn, even if he has a decent year. It's going to be a spot where it's...
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You would think.
Well, here when they signed Vaughn, the Vaughn contract was not necessarily a responsible contract.
It was supposed to be a three-year deal.
It was supposed to be a three-year deal. It was 6 years, $120 million, but it was really more of a three-year deal. But even that, like 34-year-old three-year deal, at the amount of money you were giving him, and you're paying for it now. You saw this is the consequence of what can happen if anything goes wrong is, oh, you got a 35-year-old, soon-to-be 36-year-old edge rusher that you're committing. He's the second highest cap hit on your team right now. That's the Vaughn contract. But why did they do it? Why did they do it in the first place? Because they thought they were one great pass rusher away from winning the Super Bowl. They thought that was a final piece type of move. That this guy, he's going to close out games against Mahomes. He's going to close out games against Burrow. He's going to be the guy we need to rush the passer and affect these star quarterbacks that we are going to run into in the playoffs. Vaughn was about, they thought they were good enough to win the Super Bowl. And Reddick... Yeah, like it would come down to, do they think the same way? Do they think the same way right now? Do they think they are good enough to win the Super Bowl and that Reddick is somebody that could put them over the top?
It's not the same. Reddick would be, as you mentioned, younger. He would be on next year's team and the year after and the year after and still be younger than when they signed Vaughn. It would just be...
But then you could just wait. Then you could just go get a Hassan Reddick next year. Why do I have to do it right now? Because I could just wait a year and I'll go get my star pass rusher in a year.
Because someone else could do it. The whole idea of trading and signing him is, again, I'm not making the case necessarily they should do it, but you trade for him and you sign him because you could trade for him and sign him. You get a year out of him this year, and you just get more years in the future. Whereas if somebody else trades for him and signs him, like, oh, yep, there goes the sixth best sack man in the NFL.
Yep.
On Vaughn, if they cut Vaughn next year, it's a $15 million dead cap, but they save $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
You could have... Again, not like Reddick is the exact same player, but you could have Reddick for the price of the savings, at least on your cap.
Right.
And have a premier guy. Let's say they do cut Vaughn because he's going to be, what, 36 years old?
Yeah.
He'll be 36 and they save $8 million on the cap next year. It's Rousseau and Casey Tuhill and A.J. Epinesa.
If he even makes the team.
And
right,
they're going to have, and, right, and again, they got $60 million in dead cap coming off the books next year.
Yep.
And a growing cap. So they're going to have gobs of money to spend. Would it be nuts to think they want to spend it on a premier pass rusher?
No, I mean, it's the position they've spent the most money on, I mean, easily, right?
Yeah. They've added firsts and seconds and yep, money. And think all the, I mean, they gave Trent Murphy a good chunk of money, and he did what? But they gave him, what, $20 million, $24
mm-hmm
million?
Mm-hmm.
They keep chasing the position because they think it's very important, which, you know, it is.
I just wonder if they think it's worth the chase right now. I know Reddick would be in the fold in the future, but, like, again, like, I think they might think of this way about receiver. They might think about this for every position, which is not now. Not now. When we have cap space, you know, in next offseason, that's when we go all in again. Right now, this is not go all in time. This is... Take our lumps, see how good we can do with what we've put together, and we're not going to commit monster assets, monster money to improve this team right now. We'll go improve the team. We'll go improve the team in a big way after the year. Maybe that changes by the middle of the season. You know, like, what if they...
Well, that happened in the drought. The year they broke the drought,
yeah,
they went out and made a trade at the deadline because they were, what, 5-2 or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like...
They traded for Kelvin Benjamin.
The team had kind of earned a trade at the deadline.
Yeah, and this team, I think, is another candidate to do something like that if they save some room or if there's somebody they could acquire. Right, not now, But by the time we get to October, hey, you know what? We need a little bit of help here. We're doing okay.
Yeah.
I think that's possible.
I would wonder if they would do the same thing that they did last year. When they reached the trade deadline and thought, hey, you know what we really need right now? We need a stud corner. So what'd they do? They traded a third-round pick, a day-two pick, for Rasul Douglas. What was their record when they did that? Wasn't it probably like, was it maybe 5-5? Was it 6-5? That was the middle portion of the season. That's when everything started to go poorly. Like, they decided, we need something that's going to really help us here while things are not going that well. And it was on October 31st. So what was the Bills' record? I'll find that. But this year, I wonder if they would do the same thing. If they were 6-6 or 5-5 at the trade deadline, and a Hassan Reddick was available and they could get him for a third-round pick, would they do it? Or would this year be different than last year even?
This year would be different. I tend to agree with the idea that this is a different year. They're just going to wait. This is a year to...
All this, by the way, probably is or may, could be impossible if the Jets just say we don't want to trade him in our division. Sure. Well, they don't want to trade him at all, I guess.
Have the Bills and Jets ever traded players?
Ooh. By the way, they were 5-3 when they traded for Douglas, so it's not quite the same. They weren't like 6-6.
Right.
That was later. Have they ever traded with the Jets? I don't know. Did they trade? No, Fitz wasn't a trade there.
No.
Fitz went there after.
Nampale. How about that name pull for you?
I think that maybe he was is not a trade.
He was not traded.
You sure?
Yes. He was not traded.
Really sure? He punched Geno Smith in the face and then they just cut him?
No.
All right. Yeah, you're right. He was waived. He was waived by the Jets. Bills claimed him. Have the Bills and the Jets ever made a trade? I don't know. There's not one that springs to mind for me. I know the Patriots have made a trade with the Bills. Bledsoe. Have the Dolphins?
Mike Gillisley got offer sheeted.
So did Charles Clay.
Yeah.
Does that count? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any cross here between the Jets and the Bills.
I mean, there's not exactly the extensive NFL history of trades the same way there is in some other sports.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
It's kind of picked up a lot lately. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. When we return, story for you. When's the last time you bought a pack of sports cards? Baseball cards, basketball cards, a pack of sports cards. What if I told you that there's a story out there right now that might get you to go buy a pack tomorrow?
No way. I'd be stunned. I'd be stunned if you're able to. Yeah, let's see.
I bet I convince you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.